Welcome to Heart to Hearts. I'm Terrence Hearts with my co-host and little sister Grace. How are you today, Grace?
I am doing good. I'm doing really good. Had a busy day today again, but doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, you
Good.
look great. Did you sleep well? You've been drinking plenty of water?
Yes, I have actually picked up. How do you know? I picked up on my water intake.
You know what? Maybe I'm just perceptive.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, friends, for tuning in. A reminder about the show, we're dedicated to mending broken hearts and helping people. We will debate, argue, and keep it real, but ultimately, we want you to be uplifted. And we want to thank Pastor Anthony, who joined us last week. What an inspiring gentleman. If you missed it, go back and check it out. It was inspiring. He's a great, great leader. Grace, what did you think about the interview?
I thought the interview went really well. He had a lot of good information, good encouragement for people who lead churches. So I thought it was great.
I thought so too. I really like him as a person and as a minister. Okay, so something I kind of wanted to deal with today. You know, Grace, you and I, we watch shows differently. So you can correct me, but in my estimation, you want to know everything about it. I like to be surprised. For
okay,
example,
I will. Let
okay,
me
you
go ahead
want to
and
hop
correct
in?
you.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I don't like to know everything. However, if a show is moving too slowly and I'm on edge, I need to know what's going on. I need to know what to expect. So it's not every single thing, but I do ask questions during shows, so people shouldn't watch it with me
You
if
know
they've seen
what?
it before.
Jamise, if doing too much was a person, it would look just like you. You want to know too much. Okay, so you finally just took my advice and checked out This Is Us, which I thought was an excellent show. And, you know, I'm not going to ruin
No.
it for the people who have not seen it, because I do not believe in ruining shows.
I won't ruin it, but I will. Let me say this.
Okay.
That show is not even a good example, right? Because you even admitted that it was moving extremely slow. It's like
I don't remember saying
1,000 episodes to each season.
I don't remember, but each episode grabs you. I don't remember saying that movie.
But
So I
in
was
the
hooked from
beginning,
beginning to end.
they showed you that something happened, and they didn't tell you what or how it happened. And it took, I was in well into the third season before I found out what happened to, what the incident was based on what happened to that person that they revealed in the first episode. That's not okay. It's
Okay,
just
so
not.
what I feel like we can say without ruining it for people who still haven't seen this show, which is a few years old, is that someone dies, and we know
Right.
that someone dies.
It happens in the first episode now.
It does. It
Okay.
does happen very early. And so you wanted to know how they died. That's
Yes,
big.
because they dragged it on. Like, okay, by the end of the first episode, I should have known. I should not have been going into episode or season three trying to figure out what happened to this person. So that's a bad example.
I don't know. Okay, but you do it all the time though.
So.
You do it a lot. I'm the type of person that if you have gotten me interested in a show or in a movie, even a little bit, I don't want you to tell me anything else about it. I want to actually experience. I want to go through it. I want to be shocked. In fact, I have some friends that I love dearly who cannot bite their tongue when it comes to things. They say, oh, you got to watch this episode. You got to watch the episode. And even just saying that is too much for me, because then I'm watching the episode knowing something big is going to happen. I don't want you to tell me anything, but it doesn't seem like you watch.
So
It.
how do you figure out if it's a show you want to watch, if you don't want
Oh,
any
that's what I'm
information about
saying.
it?
They give just enough to hook me. They give just enough to say, okay, this is what the show is about. And then it gets me. And then I'm like, don't tell me anything else. But it seems like a lot of people don't operate like that. They want to say, give me more, give
For
me
me,
more.
it just depends. There are some, like, I don't want to know every single detail, but there are some things where I'm just like, what is about to happen? Like, what's going to happen? And if it's being dragged out, yeah, I want to know. So.
I do want to say, as it relates to This Is Us, I don't feel like it was being dragged out. You're right, they didn't tell you how it occurred, but that was supposed to be part of the process, supposed to be part of the drive, supposed to be part of the interest. You don't
No,
want everything.
I'm sorry to the production team of This Is Us, but that was bad for business. Don't tell me somebody dies in the first season and I don't find out how until the third season. And then your episode, you have like 30,000 episodes for each season. Come on, now that was too long.
Well,
It
it'll work for
almost
me.
made me look it up.
I know. And you'll remember I lied to you.
Yeah,
I
you
did.
lied big time.
I did. You asked me and I wanted you to experience it. And so I just made up the most random thing. I think I said it was nuclear or something like that.
Don't tell anybody that. Stop. No.
And so I just got real random. But so I just want to say flat out, Jamise, you watch shows wrong. You do.
Okay.
You watch
Okay.
them wrong.
Okay.
And you're just going to go with that?
Yep, I'll go with that as an introvert.
You go, oh, but we know you're not that. So, you know, we need our audience to weigh in on it. I got a couple things to weigh in on. We talked about introvert versus extrovert last time, and we also talked about the right way to watch a show. Guys, post some comments. Send us an email. Let us know who's right on these matters, you know.
Yes, let Terrence know that I am always right. Please let him know because he doesn't know, and that's okay.
All
But
right.
he
Well, you
might
know
need your
what?
help.
Clearly, we need some help. Let's go ahead and get us some help in here. All right, we have some help. We have some help. It is my pleasure to introduce Cy Richardson. Cy is an American film and television actor. He is a screenwriter. He wrote the screenplay for the 1993 film Posse. He was born in Cincinnati and grew up in Chicago. He attended Farragut Career Academy. He served 2 years in the United States Navy. He received an Associate of Arts in Black History and Music from Kennedy King College in 1972 and received a Bachelor of Science in Journalism, specializing in advertising. He is perhaps best known as a regular in the films of Alex Cox, having appeared in Repo Man, Sid and Nancy, Straight to Hell, Walker, The Winner, and Searchers. He played in Turbo in the 1990 film Tripwire. He also has had a recurring role on the TV series Pushing Daisies. And I am calling it my special privilege to also call Cy my friend and my
Man,
mentor.
we are
Welcome,
friends.
Cy.
How you doing?
We are doing well. We want to thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm having
Yes,
fun.
thank
Let's
you.
get started. Well, it's
Awesome.
great
How are you
chatting my
doing, Mr.
sister
Cy?
name. My sister's group name is Grace too.
Oh,
Oh, nice.
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Terrence, we got to get Terrence used to calling me Grace.
Yeah, I
What does he
know.
call you?
I call it Jamise. Jamise.
Janice.
She on there using
Grace.
her poetry name. And sometimes when she gets me really inflamed, then I go back to the other name. But we're trying to work with this Grace thing. Oh man. So, Sy, let's hop right into it. Can you tell us a little bit about you, where you're from? And I know I mentioned it, but who is Sy and how did you end up here in Los Angeles?
Oh, I was driving the city bus in Chicago. I went to work at 6 in the morning. I got off at 9. I went to school at 10, Kennedy King. I got off at 3, went back to work at 5, and got off at 7. That's the way my life was for 2 years. I'm a doo-wopper. I sung doo-wops from the time I was 16 years old until I went into the Navy. And before that, my story, I like telling this story. My mother was surprised that I even remembered it. When I was 4 years old, my father was a gospel singer, and he was at the pulpit, his group, they were singing. I crawled underneath the chair, came to the aisle, and started crying, screaming and hollering and crying. The pastor came down, picked me up, stopped him from singing, gave me a mic, and I sung my song, Do Lordy, Do Lordy, Do Lordy, Remember Me. Nice.
So my mother knew then I was going to be something. She
That is
wasn't
beautiful.
sure. But I was a singer. So what
Nice.
happened, I went to, I had five scholarships, and I chose the one in Nebraska. We went to Nebraska and the music department had burned down. Then I went to, had to pick another school. So I decided I'd go to Boulder, Colorado, because it was close to California. I went to Boulder, Colorado, and major in journalism advertising, because the music department there didn't have a voice major. And so, and I didn't play an instrument at the time.
Oh, wow.
So after that, when I graduated from Boulder, I went to work for a newspaper company for about a month. Then I saw this ad where they were looking for a 35, they were looking for a 65-year-old actor. And at the time, I was 35, 32. And so I did that. And then there was an African American a theater group. I started doing plays for them. And then there was a theater called Bonfim, and I started doing plays for them. So now I get this ad, see this ad where they're looking for a black actor in a place called Golden, Colorado. And they did vaudeville shows and olios. So I figured, I'll try, you know. So I went out and tried. 2 weeks later, I get a call, and the guy say, "I don't know if you're very talented or a fool," so because you changed all the lyrics in the song, and it worked anyway. So I went to work for him for a year and a half, and the last show we did was in St. Louis, Missouri.
Where I'm from.
Yeah, we were on the Goldenrod Showboat, and so that last show. We went to church that night to see Shirley Caesar, and I had Shirley Caesar pray for me.
Wow.
Nice.
Then that next morning, I had to make a decision whether I was going back to Chicago, I was going to stay in Denver and work with the dinner theater, was I going to California? And ever since I was 16 years old, I wanted to go to California. So I decided that I let everybody know in the morning when we get ready to leave. It started to snow. And I said, "I'm on my way to California."
That sounds like a good sign to go to
I
California in
got to
snow.
California in December of 76. Well, see, I feel, and I've always thought, that God speaks to you through other people and things. So I when the snow came, that let me know that God was telling me to go to California.
Wow,
And
man.
as a matter of fact, as I was had left Denver and I'm driving, I saw a poster says California. I knew that was where I was supposed to
You knew it. It spoke to
go.
your heart.
I got to California in December of 76. I had $50 in my pocket. I didn't have any place to stay. I didn't know any of my relatives that might be there. I was just there with me and my car. And I pulled into the gas station to get some gas, and something says, "Call your ex-wife," because there was a girl lived with her for 30 days, and y'all she stayed with y'all. So I called my ex-wife. My ex-wife gave me the lady's number. I called her, and she says, "I could stay with her for 30 days." I said, "Okay." So I went to the gave me an address. I went to the gas attendant, and I said, "Look, how do I get to this address in Los Angeles?" He says, "Walk to the corner and walk down two blocks. You are not in Los Angeles. You're in Santa Monica." Thank you, Jesus. I knew that there was a calling from God. Everything worked out. So 30 days later, I had to move out, and I met this guy, and he says, "Go to the get a magazine called Dramalog and search for auditions." And so I got the magazine. I went to go to the library because I didn't have a lot of money. So I went to the library. And I would find it and I would call these auditions. And I got an audition. I auditioned for these people and I booked this job. And 16th of January, I'm working on this film. And that's how my career started. Once I finished the film, I was able to get me an apartment get my car fixed. So they had a hole in the tire about that big where you could rub the inner tube. And that's how my career started, all by the grace of God. But I didn't
it
know
seems
what
like you encounter a lot to just try that steered you here. How much does faith play a role in your decisions and your moves? And have you had faith since you were young? Or
yes, I had to, because I've had so many people pushed against everything I wanted to do. Everything I wanted to do, I couldn't do it. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't look good enough, you know, and I always went forward. I truly believe that God talks to me. Like I say, God talks to me. You know, I'm raised in a family where my mother was Baptist. My mother was African Methodist. My father was a Baptist. My sister was a Black Muslim, and I was a Catholic. And they did not try to change me. They believed that if this is what I believe, this is the way I should go. What they did was make sure I went to church every Sunday. They make sure I went to catechism and Bible studies and so forth. That I want to be a Catholic, I'd be a Catholic, you know. So this is how I was raised. So if I wanted to do something, my mother would say, try it. If it worked, good. If it don't work, good, because then you can get it out of your head. So I get an idea of something I want to do, I give it a shot. You know, I failed at a lot of things. You know, I failed at playing football. I failed at basketball. You know, I failed. Basketball was funny, though.
Si, I was hoping you could talk a little bit about your disappointment, because, you know, this show, Heart to Hearts, is dedicated to helping people heal broken hearts, get over disappointment. Can you give us some advice about how you've gotten over disappointment?
One of the things is that I truly believe the only way you fail is to quit. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And I pray every day. And then sometimes I just talk to God. You know, I get an idea for something and give it a shot. Get a good idea. I drove a city bus in Chicago. These guys were putting some houses together and they were selling. And I had given them money to help me with my house. I had just bought a house. And they kept my money and didn't help me. What came out of my head when I found it out was that God's going to take care of me. That's when I knew there was a God. Praise because God. There was nothing I thought about, nothing I prayed. I just immediately said, God's going to take care of me. And he did. House, everything kept on moving. So what I tell people is that first thing, you know, you only lose, you only fail if you quit. The second thing is, it says, faith without action is dead.
Hmm.
So if that's the case, if I want to be an actor, then I've got to do what actors do.
Right.
So because I believe this is the way God wanted to lead me, you know, see. And people say, well, you can't do it because you're too old, which I was. I was 36. Say, you can't do it because you don't look handsome like the actors do, you know. But that had nothing to do with it. It's that in my heart, I felt like this is something the Lord wanted me to do. And I've been doing it. I've been working as an actor for a good 2 years. Not making a lot of money, but it wasn't about money. As my mother used to say, my thing is not money. It's enjoying and giving the gift that God has given me. And that's what I do. You know, I believe, Pastor mentioned it so forth, and I have been saying it ever since. I believe that grace, God's grace, have brought me 40-some years as an actor. You know, I truly believe that. And I live by that. And I also help people when I can that's trying to get in the industry. I taught 10 years, and I taught for Christian entertainers, you know, because I believe that I'm here at this moment because of the grace of God.
Praise God. Si, what are the most important things in life to you?
I live my life this way. God first, wife second, everything else follows. That's the way I live it, you know, see. I help, like I say, I help people, you know. I truly believe that it's part of my job to love my neighbor as myself, you know. So even simple things, I've had ladies cry just because I came up and helped them take their groceries from across the street because it seemed like it was heavy for them, you know. Yeah, I help people. I do what I can. You know, I believe God, that's part of my calling.
That is awesome. Okay, so before you came on, Sai, Grace and I had a debate, and we need your help. As a professional, having worked in the industry, so I like to watch shows a certain way, and I feel like she watches them wrong. For example, she wants to know everything that's going on with the show.
Not everything. That's
A lot, the
incorrect.
key points, the things you're supposed to be surprised about. Whereas I like to be surprised. Once you grab my interest, don't tell me anything else about the show. So I feel like my way is the right way, and I seriously question her way. I'd like to get your feedback on that.
Both of your ways are right. Yeah. See,
I want to be totally right, Sai.
yeah, you're just entering in different doors. Sidney Poitier, I worked with him last year before he died, and he brought up a point about watching movies. He says, when I go see a movie I'm in, and I walk outside and someone see me and tell me, oh, you were really great in the movie, and you did so and so, so and so in the movie. And he says, I didn't do a good job. You know, I was really bad in this movie. And I say, why? He said, because what's supposed to happen is these people are supposed to want to know about the characters. They want to know about the story. They want to know why the story went this way and that way. It's interesting, he said, but to talk about how good I was has nothing to do with the movie, you know. See,
That's a really good point.
so both ways are right. And I told him that because I went to see a movie that he was in with can't think of the guy's name now, Richard Widmark. And in this film, Sidney Poitier was in a wheelchair. And Richard Widmark came over and spit on him. Yeah. And so when I got out the movie, I was 8 years old, and I'm on my way home with my mother and father. I see this guy who reminded me of Richard Widmark. So I ran over to him and started kicking him and biting him, and you know, my father and mother had pulled me off of him. See, because I thought it was him, you know. And I told him, I said, you see, he said, well, Si, see, you enjoyed the movie. You like the movie, you got something from the movie. Our job as entertainers, as actors, and so forth, we are to entertain, inform, inspire, and minister. That's the way it's, and it happens. I mean, at our meetings, sometimes someone is, you do it. You'll say, well, in this movie, I still remember. Yeah, see, you definitely do that.
I take movies seriously. I
Yeah.
take movies very seriously.
Yeah, see, so but both of you are right.
Sai,
It
what
sounds,
else would you
but
like for people to?
based on what the information you just gave us, it sounds like I'm more right.
I didn't hear
Because
that.
the reason, hold
I
on,
didn't hear
let
that.
me explain. The reason I want to know what's happening is due to the character. The example that you gave on This Is Us, I wanted to know what happened to that character. I wasn't worried about the guy playing it. I wanted to know what happened to him. So thank you very much for this.
Welcome.
I really appreciate
I don't, yeah, I don't think he let you win that one, but nice
it.
try. That's what I call a Jamisism. Going
Oh.
back to her Jamisism. She likes to create this whole reality about things. And so, Mr. Sai, before we wind up, is there anything else you'd like for people to know about you?
I like life and I love living in California. And I thank God for every day of my life because I've been shot at, I've been beat up, I've been locked out, and God still got me here. Yeah, still got me here.
Praise God. We want to thank you for joining us. Thank you. We're so grateful. You're such a blessing to our family. We call you and your wife lovely wife friends, and we're just it's just such a blessing to have you in our life. And thank you for sharing your story with us.
One other thing I want to say. You see
Okay.
all my posters in the back there?
Oh yeah.
The guy who wrote the first film I was in, he told me to put your posters and pictures on the wall. He said, because there's going to come a day when you may go out on 50 auditions, interviews, and never book anything. You're going to come home sad. You need a job. He said, and you look on the wall and you say, if God brought me this far, he can bring me farther. Then it goes away. And he's right, because I have gone a whole year and didn't book a job. Yeah. And I look at that and I say, think about what he said. He's right. If he brought me this far, he's going to take me farther.
I think that's incredible encouragement because we have lots of people who have come moved to California, moved to LA, with big dreams, wanting to be actors, and they need encouragement. They need encouragement because sometimes people want to throw in the towel. So thank you for sharing your story. You're such a blessing.
Thank
I
you. This was
appreciate it.
fun. Okay. Nice
Thank
meeting
you. It was really nice meeting you, Sai. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, sir.
God bless y'all.
All right, so as we wind this up, Grace, I just want to ask you, and we didn't even talk about this beforehand, so I'm going to spring this on you, but do you have a favorite movie?
You know what? We were asked this question at a meeting, a work meeting, and I said, I don't have a favorite movie, but I have a favorite show, and this is Us.
Really?
Yes, that absolutely became my
I
favorite.
feel good because I feel like I kind of contributed to that, in a
Yeah,
way.
you did.
I did. So, we're going to switch the topic then. We're going to make it favorite show then. Some of my favorite shows over the years. I've enjoyed How to Get Away with Murder. I've enjoyed Scandal. I've enjoyed 24. I've liked House. I like shows that have an edge with the really good main
I forgot
character.
about House.
Oh,
Forgot about
I
House.
don't even think I know you knew you used to watch House.
Yeah, when it was new. Yeah, oh my gosh, House was, yeah.
I
But
think I'm
I
going to go
still,
back and
this
watch
is us.
those.
I might do that because it's been a
Yeah.
minute. Yeah.
All right. Well, my friends, we want to thank you for joining us. Go spread joy with a contagious smile, and a hug doesn't hurt. You never know what life you might be changing or whose heart you might be healing. With my co-host and little sister Grace, I'm Terrence. We'll catch you next time.